Ever since the 6th of February 2024, when Elon Musk publicly and financially backed a lawsuit against Disney, things have drastically gone downhill for the company in terms of public perception. Because while yes, many hardcore fans of franchises like Star Wars and the MCU were growing tired of what they felt were terrible movies coming from the major franchises, but most average moviegoers who aren't necessarily fans hadn't really noticed how much things had changed for the company. Until this Elon Musk funded lawsuit went mega viral all over mainstream media, and also led to another lawsuit being backed by Elon Musk, accusing Disney and therefore all its properties including Lucasfilm, Star Wars, and Marvel of anti-male sexism, in which this clip right here took over the internet.
Certainly, there have been times where, there's no way we're hiring a white male.
It's kind of unspoken.
There are times when it's spoken, but...
How would they say it?
No way we're hiring a white male.
But following these two lawsuits, Disney were very slow to make any form of public response, because while yes, there were many behind-the-scenes moves that certainly appeared to be a response to these lawsuits, such as the president quote-unquote leaving the company, which many speculated was a firing, as well as various delays and cancellations of projects, but yet there was still nothing public, until now. Because now both Kathleen Kennedy and Daisy Ridley have responded openly to the accusations that Disney, and especially Star Wars, is very anti-male, with Kathleen Kennedy first saying that Star Wars won't be changing for those complaining, as well as Daisy Ridley now also saying that she cannot change the way some men see women.
Yeah, I don't... Does anybody remember any women in Star Wars before Daisy Ridley? I'm thinking her name was like... Layla or Leah? Was it Lauren? No, it wasn't Lauren. Oh, right. Princess f***ing Leia.
And so this is now two very public responses to the backlash and the civil rights complaint lawsuit in fairly quick succession. And what this tells us is that Disney are choosing to fight fire with fire and refusing to take any of the complaints or lawsuits on board. Because not only are they firing back in terms of verbal responses to this backlash and feud, but they are also firing back in court as they attempted to have one of these cases dismissed. However, they ended up losing that attempt in court, and so now the lawsuit is going forward full steam ahead.
All I can do right now is put on a brave face and go out there and be their leader.
It's over. We are screwed.
But that still hasn't deterred them, as it seems they are still refusing to bend at all. And so whether you think that's a dumb move or a smart move, it's absolutely irrelevant, as what actually matters here is what's going to happen to Disney with their various legal troubles, and what repercussions will there be for what Kathleen Kennedy and Daisy Ridley have said. And so to really analyze what the repercussions will be, we have to look at what Disney's main objective is. Because simply put, if the repercussions affect their ability to achieve their goals, then they are obviously bad. But if the repercussions don't affect their ability to achieve their objective, and it's just something on the internet that doesn't really matter, then obviously it doesn't matter to the company. So I guess the question here is, what is their main objective as a studio? And I think we all know what it is. It's to make money through entertaining people. So simply put, they need to make engaging movies that result in box office revenue, which leads to merchandise purchasing, which leads to people visiting Disneyland and their other in-real-life experiences. And so with that being said, most lawsuits wouldn't affect Disney's ability to succeed at all, given that being their main objective. However, what makes this lawsuit so different is because it seems to stem from their ability to entertain the audience. Because many moviegoers who are both men and women have voiced why they feel Disney's rebrand to focus on social justice has made their stories much worse, because they are no longer thinking as much about how entertained the audience will be, and more about how they can educate the audience, or how they can look morally right. And this has led them to making decisions as a company like this one voiced right here.
I had to hire somebody in the department a few years ago now, who was half black, but didn't, appear half black. And there was a creative executive who was like, we're not, that's not what's wrong. They wanted somebody in meetings who would appear a certain way. and he wasn't gonna bring that to the meeting.
And so while some would say, hey, that's not most fans, that's just some people being vocal on the internet, I think if you look at Disney's box office revenue dropping year by year, it shows that it's definitely a lot of the movie going public, and it's not just a vocal minority, otherwise their movies would still be making massive amounts of profits the way they were just a few years ago before they made this massive shift. And so that's why the odd Disney movie that comes out these days, like Deadpool 3, that does still prioritize entertainment, while still actually being extremely diverse with a non-binary actor as the villain, multiple genders in the main cast and crew, as well as various ethnic backgrounds as well, still does succeed financially, because the focus was on entertainment, and the movie was diverse, yes, but the focus was on entertainment, not to mention the fact that it didn't exclude one gender or race from another, and that's why it didn't face the same backlash like we've seen from these lawsuits. So it goes to show that when audience entertainment is the priority, that's where the money comes. So like I said, it just goes to prove that many of the movie-going public have grown tired with the social justice. And so the Deadpool 3 model does seem to be the roadmap for Disney to succeed moving forward. However, when it comes to what Kathleen Kennedy and Daisy Ridley have said recently, they are just blanket ignoring the backlash rather than looking at where potentially they have room to improve. So that's why it seems this lawsuit will have negative repercussions for Disney because of the way that they have responded to it. Now, I understand the reaction whenever your product, company, or self is being attacked and sued is to fight back, so I completely get why Disney's responding in this manner. However, I think an important question would be to ask why, in pursuit of inclusion and diversity, do some people still not feel included to the point of legal action being taken? And courts allowing the legal action to take place as well just goes to prove that it does have some merit, because the simple fact that anyone feels not included or seen or respected is cause for concern. And that goes both ways too. If it was happening the other way, that would also be horrible as well. So I think if Disney can find a way from this lawsuit to include everyone and put the focus on audience entertainment too, they will be in a very good position moving forward. So it remains to be seen what Disney does here, and obviously they are making some big changes behind the scenes, but publicly facing, they are definitely still in the mindset of fighting back, and the only way we'll all truly know whether that was the right or wrong decision is how much money they end up making at the box office moving forward. So what are your thoughts on this situation? Let me know down below in the comments. If you liked the video, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and as always,
good afternoon, good evening, and good night.